This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, we do. We have Philip Vercussion. And Philip, I hope that I got the pronunciation of your name correctly. If not, feel free to admonish me. And Philip is a writer and has just released a new book called Modern Marriage, which is his first novel, which is really exciting.
Yes, congratulations.
Philip, thank you for being on. And did I say your name wrong?
No, you got it right. First time. Well done.
There you go.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Hey, Philip, before we start talking to you, we've just got to send out a cheerio to your husband, Matt, and congratulations on your baby.
Thank you. Babies.
Babies. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So how old and what are they?
So we've got an almost two-year-old son and we've got 8-week-old twin girls.
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow. So how much sleep are you getting in your house? Not very much.
You spend a lot of, time in the car as well.
Yes, I was just listening to your conversation with Miles and I was empathizing. Really, really tired, lots of coffee, but really, really happy and feeling very lucky and blessed to be able to parent, you know. It's very, very rare for someone in my kind of situation.
Yeah. Hey, Eve's got a question for you about your background.
I do. Thanks, David. Just handballing that so smoothly over to me.
Well, that's how we roll on this show, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll take the reins because David is dropping them. I mean, you have another baby that's just come, which is your book, Modern Marriage. And I mean, like, I've heard a little bit about your background. I know that you're a GP and you also work in cosmetic medicine and sexual health and everything. So I'm really curious how you ended up in this position, having just written a book. What's the story there?
So I've been a doctor for just over 10 years. And what was happening, if you think back to 2018, there was lots of just terrible news and it just seems to be getting worse. But I was kind of doom scrolling on my lunch break and I just was, one day I had this brainwave just thinking, God, what am I wasting, 30 minutes, 40 minutes scrolling through war and Trump tweets and plebiscite stuff. And I just decided to start writing and I started writing a book on my phone and I would just sit in a cafe and spend the time being creative and avoiding the news. And it turned out pretty good, really.
Fantastic. And how hard was it to get a publishing deal? Because, we were talking to Miles about it before as well. It's not easy, is it? Or was it for you?
Look, it's not easy. In some ways, COVID was a blessing in this way because, it kind of stopped everyday life and it gave me a chance to sit and think, God, what can I do with this manuscript? Because I just really wrote it for some downtime, not with the intention of getting published. And so when COVID hit last year, I found that there was the Australian Society of Authors do this session where you got 3 minutes to pitch to an agent or a publisher. And I just signed up on a whim and that's how I got my agent. And 3 weeks later,
we had
a book deal.
So,
So I'd recommend if anyone's looking to write and get published, the Australian Society of Authors have really good resources on their website.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, how tough is it though, handing it over? And you're like, they edited a fair bit, don't they? You're like, did you hate that process or did you just suck it up and think, well, this is what happens?
No, I loved it. I loved every minute of it because really my intention was never to be a writer. This is all just such a beautiful bonus and such a gift. Working in medicine and being a medical student, you get brutalized with people's opinions and people's assessments of you. So the editing process was kind of a breeze compared to that.
Right. I'm sure it would have been. You're like totally divorced from what you're doing. And especially right this very moment, being a doctor, it must be a hard time for you. So it's nice that you've got this bit of joy with the release of the book.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, I mean, I'm on paternity leave at the moment, so we're taking, you know, we've got three kids under two, so we need all hands on deck. So I'm not working at the moment, right. Apart from book stuff, which is such a beautiful, change of scenery,
yeah.
You know, something creative and away from all that. But I was working last year when the pandemic hit,
yep.
And we were doing lots of testing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's been hard. It's been hard in a lot of ways for a lot of people, really, yeah.
All right. Now, what's the name of your book?
It's called One Marriage.
And we all love the premise of the book. Tell our listeners what it's about.
Yeah. So it's set in 2017 against the backdrop of that marriage plebiscite. And it starts with the main protagonist. Her name's Clara. And she's got a seemingly perfect life. She works as a cosmetic doctor. She's got a beautiful wrinkle-free face. She's got a sexy husband, all that kind of stuff. But quickly, she gets a call to say that her husband was found unconscious in a gay sauna.
Whoa, boom, boom.
Yes, and there ensues lots of twists and revelations and just a kind of, you know, is a perfect life really a perfect life and what's going on behind the veneer of the armor that we put on every day.
Yeah. And where did the concept come from? You're like sitting in a cafe, writing it on your phone. You know, like, because that's a fairly, you know, like, interest, and you're like, immediately it spikes your interest. You want to know more about it, what it's about. How hard was it to come up with this concept?
So I had been aware vaguely in the news, in newspapers, you know, in a gay sauna. I just kind of read it along the, you know, kind of unconsciously, like you read a lot of news. And then I had a colleague who managed a case like that. And somehow it being closer to home, I just thought, wow, imagine if that was me. Imagine if I was still in the closet and hiding that kind of stuff and married to a woman, how would she feel? Or imagine if there was a man, you know, like any man, in that kind of situation, how would that, those flow and effects, affect people? And it just lodged in my brain. I couldn't get out of my head. And then when I decided to do something creative, I thought, why don't I just, you know, write that and just see what, like, kind of explore what would happen with that. And then 9 months later, I had a manuscript.
All right,
so that was it. Sorry.
So all of a sudden, your husband, you write this book, Matt, your husband, he's reading it, or you tell him, and he's going, what are you saying here? Is there something that I should know?
I didn't tell anyone I was writing. None of my friends, no one knew I was writing, because I think it's just one of those things that you feel, I don't know, I've heard a lot of writers say that with their first book. They kept it hidden and secret because maybe you're a little bit self-conscious about it. But once I decided that I was going to do something about it, he encouraged me to do some courses and to start kind of pitching it and shopping it around. And look, he loved the book. There was nothing fishy about it.
So it doesn't reflect his life or your life or anything like that. No, it's not.
No, we're pretty open. And I think when you've got a good relationship, you can talk about this kind of stuff openly.
Yeah, brilliant. Here you are, you've got the book published, and your family life is quite hectic right this very moment. What does it mean to you, Philip, to have something, which is so divorced from your day job as well? What does it do for your morale? What having that creative juices that's actually surface and you've got another baby.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful craziness. Really, is probably the best way of saying it. Medicine can be very science oriented. There is an art to speaking to people and coming up with, novel ways of getting around certain conditions. But there's something about tapping into a different part of your brain and being creative and seeing that creativity flourish into something that you could never have imagined. Like if someone had told me 2 years ago that I'd have a book published, I would have thought they were nuts. And I guess it just tells me that anything's possible in life, really, if you kind of, a bit of hard work and some passion. And obviously I've got supportive family, I've got supportive partner, you know, all, I've got a job, all that kind of, I've got security. So that affords a level of creativity. But I think we can all be creative in small ways, and it doesn't have to be in writing. It can be in lots of different ways. So you mentioned parenting. You know, me and Matt always talk about parenting being really a creative venture as well.
Yeah.
You know, trying to be creative with a kid and
well, good luck.
Loving and even when it's hard. Yeah. So creativity comes up before.
Yeah. Hey, you know, like the book's out. You're on maternity leave. You would be as busy as all hell with three kids. Are you thinking now, I've got another idea for another book?
I actually wrote a second book last year.
During the pandemic. Hold on, excuse me. Overachiever.
Oh, I just want to avoid going back to the doctor, you know, to the medicine.
So when you've got a kid who sleeps, and he was sleeping very well last year, during his naps, I would just, you know, put him down and we'd have an hour and I would just sit outside and write on my phone. So I actually wrote a second book. I'm deep in redrafting it and it's nowhere near getting published. But I managed to do that. So it's definitely become a bit of an obsession or a good habit, a healthy habit. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So what's this book called?
This is Modern Marriage.
Modern Marriage. And it's available right now.
Yes, everywhere, Booktopia and Readings and Kmart and anywhere and everywhere.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, congratulations on the book. Congratulations on three kids. What? Three kids under two or two and a half? Oh, God. You're crazy. Yeah. You're crazy. And, well, you are crazy because I know your husband and he's a bit crazy. So so there you go. Lovely chatting with you today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Philip. We've been talking to Philip Verkirschen here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.